Sue Ryan joined the Chatterbox team a couple of years ago in a very important role.
Today I'm speaking to Sue Ryan, who, as you all know, is our volunteers officer. How did you get involved with Chatterbox in the first place, Sue?
Well, that's quite an interesting story. I was actually at a Christmas lunch, and so perhaps slightly fueled with a little bit of red or white wine accompanying my turkey lunch, I happened to be sitting next to Sarah Lusher.
Yes.
And just to be sort of attacked from both sides, I actually had both Christine and Chris Gillam on the same table as well.
Oh, really? Yes.
And what I actually did is, well, we were talking about voluntary work and the different things that we
yes.
do. And in fact, I let out of the bag that I had been a Samaritan in Norwich for 10 years. And I had done a very similar role there. And in fact, that I had decided to bring that to a close. Mainly because I had been there for a length of time and I thought it was time to do something
yes.
a little bit different and a little bit new. And I sort of said that sentence, and within about 10 seconds, these eyes all peered round at me and said, well, you can come and work for Chatterbox.
What a good idea, yes.
And they, you know, told me a little bit about it at the lunch, and it sounded very interesting. My mother, who in fact died last year, suffered from macular degeneration.
Ah, so yes, you understood
yeah.
the problem.
So, you
would appreciate
yeah,
what's done for them. Yeah.
Quite, that was in the family. And, you know, for her, for example, a number of times I've been to the NNAB. So I had quite a connection with
yes.
that through my mum. So it sort of fitted together and really went from there. They invited me in to have a look round, and that's really where it all started.
And so you've been with us now for what, nearly 2 years?
About 18 months.
Yes.
So
how did you find sort of getting to know all of our volunteers, which are nearly 100, aren't there?
It is very, very difficult.
Yes.
Really because of the nature of how Chatterbox works, as we obviously have the four teams, it is a difficult thing to do.
Four teams plus another four.
Exactly.
Yes.
And plus that, you know, each team has then a number of people that only comes in for perhaps, you know, 1.5 to 2 hours on
yes.
that particular day. So, well, I was quite determined to try and meet as many people as I could. And what I did is I actually had a little calendar at home, and I went in each Thursday.
Yes.
So the first Thursday for each of the four, across the four, I would go in at, let's say, 1 p.m. Then the next time I went in, I would go in at 3, and the next time at 5, etc.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it is difficult to cover the whole day.
Exactly, it is, yes, rather than perhaps going in and spending the whole day there.
Yes.
And even now, because, you know, most Thursdays I have to go in at some time to do some paperwork or perhaps show a new volunteer around.
Yes.
And even then I try and go in at different times, just
yes.
really to see different volunteers, you know, chat to them. See how they're getting on and see if there's anything that they want to talk to me about.
Yes, because it's a personal thing between the volunteers officer and our volunteers.
It is,
and,
yes,
you
it
know,
is.
It's
yeah.
a gel, really, that
it
keeps
is,
it together.
Absolutely. And I think sometimes you don't always, unless you meet them face to face, you don't always perhaps hear about things that it would be nice to know about.
Yes.
You know, both positives, you know, occasionally ideas that they have. You know, if I walk in, sometimes they go, oh, Sue,
yes.
you know, I'm glad I've seen you. It's something I've been thinking about.
Yes.
So it's lovely to pick up ideas and comments from the volunteers when I see them.
So when you get new volunteers, how do you manage to fit them into getting the right peg in the right hole sort of thing?
Again, it can be difficult. Some people will approach us and they're very open as to what they'd like to do. They have some free time. They would like to support us. And as I said, you know, they're quite flexible in what they do.
Yes.
Other people do have a more determined or considered idea of exactly what the kind of work they'd like to do. So really what I do with anybody who's interested, even those people who say they just want to do one particular thing, I invite them in, mm-hmm. and I show them round and give them a sort of tour, obviously, of Peterson's house.
Yes.
And I show them the end product and the data stick of what we're producing. And I go really through the process of how that is produced and how the different jobs are involved to get to that wonderful end product that we have at, sort of 7:30 every Thursday evening. And really, in doing that, I then go through the various jobs that we have a need to be done, yes. by volunteers. And at the same time, really just talking to them about perhaps where they think perhaps their strengths are, if they have any particular skills. And sometimes it's not always just, the production of Chatterbox, for example. It could be, helping, for example, with Chatterand, or it could be helping even for perhaps marketing or PR,
yes.
or recently we took on an additional volunteer who helped in the office to do
exactly.
the administration.
Yes.
So it's a really it is difficult, Neris. It's to get that balance of what they want and what we want, but it does work somehow. And I think it's very much just being open with each other, explaining what we want. Them happy, obviously, to give it a go.
Yes.
And normally it works on a very occasion. They say, this is not for me. And then, obviously, we can look at perhaps finding a different yes. slot for them.
Because one wants them to be with you for a time. Because
absolutely.
Then it brings everything together better.
Absolutely. Yes. And, as you're aware, there are volunteers with Chatterbox who've been there an awful long time.
You said previously you worked as a volunteer officer for Samaritans. Now, how does that compare, the sort of people you got on the sort of time they spend and this type of thing?
It is quite similar in nature of a sort of rota. That's where it is very similar. And the amount of time. At Samaritans, you would probably go in for slightly longer than in Chatterbox, for example. You'd probably go in for 3 or 4 hours at a time. It's similar, as I said, in that there is a rota. And I think this is, the marvellous thing about these organisations, in that, you have to cover every hour or every 2 hours with people coming in, leaving, the next people coming in, going out. And Chatterbox just works like an oiled machine with that, isn't it? With
good.
People
yes,
coming and going. And
yeah.
Samaritans is very much the same, but don't forget the volume of people needed there is huge compared to Chatterbox, because not only are you covering 7 days a week, but Norwich Samaritans are one of the very few what they call 24/7 organisations, which means that we were open all night as well. So the building at Samaritans in St Stephen's Square is never unstaffed. And in the 10 years I was there, only had to close once because of a power cut, electricity.
that's very high number of people you need to cover
is.
That.
I mean, that is probably one of the most difficult things, actually, at Samaritans, is you really do need the people to cover the telephones.
It is a much greater commitment.
It is,
and
yes.
They have to have more training. I mean,
yes, yeah. The training at Samaritans is actually, it's very formalised in that it follows the Samaritan General Office guidelines. And it's a number of structured classes that you go through. I mean, the whole idea of being a Samaritan is it is a listening service.
Yes.
And the thing that one has to learn and one has to really be very able to do is not give advice.
Well, that's very interesting to find that there's sort of two different two volunteers, two different services, but they had similarities but differences.
Yes, very similar.
So
yeah.
Thank you very much indeed, not only for being our volunteers officer, but for spending the time talking to Chatterhand.
That's fine, Neris.
Thank you.
Thank you.